The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehuda Gestetner, Rosh Kollel in Toronto, Canada, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Erev and Daf Kuf Amud Aleph brings a braisa which discusses the iser of Ishtamshus B'ilon on Shabbos. And the braisa says, Ein Eilim B'ilon, a person's not allowed to climb a tree, Ve Nitlim B'ilon, Ve Nishanin B'ilon, Ve Layala B'ilon, Ve Yom V'yeshiv Shavim Kalayim Kuloi. A person can't climb a tree, can't sit on a tree, can't lean on a tree. Any type of Ishtamshus with a tree on Shabbos is Aser. And the reason is because Chazal will worry that if you're going to be mishtamish with the Ilan on Shabbos, it's going to lead a person to be toilish from the Ilan, a piri, be toilish a fruit or a leaf from the tree. And they were geyser because of that, not to use the tree for any type of purpose. The Gemara further brings a stira in braises regarding this halacha. Tani chada im ala mutaleirid. The braisa says that if a person be'isser climbed on a tree on Shabbos, mutalerid, he may go down from the tree. The Tani Chada, another braisa says, also lerid, that if a person climbed the tree on Shabbos, it's also for him to climb down the tree on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks the stira in braisas. One of the terutzim in the Gemara is, Lo kasha, kam b'shoigei, kam b'mezid. When does the braisa say that a person who climbed a tree cannot go down? That is when he climbed the tree b'mezid, when he climbed the tree on purpose, then he may not climb down. However, if he climbed the tree b'shoigeg, then he may climb down the tree on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Lamed Vav Sif Aleph brings down this teretz as a lach l'maisa. Shulchan Aruch says, Allah b'ilam b'shabbos, if a person climbed a tree on Shabbos, b'shaygeg, if he climbed the tree b'shaygeg, mutalerid, he may climb down the tree, b'mezid, but if he climbed the tree b'mezid, aser lerid, he may not go down the tree on Shabbos. He has to stay on the tree the whole Shabbos. Pasha p'shat in the Gemara, we can understand why the Gemara says that a person who climbs a tree b'mezid must stay on the tree the whole Shabbos. It seems like the Gemara is saying that Chazal made a knas that if a person was over an iser of eilim b'ilam b'Shabbos, he must stay on the tree the whole Shabbos. And that is why b'mezid, he has to stay on the tree. And b'shoigeg, he may go down, because b'shoigeg, there's no knas to stay on the tree the whole Shabbos. This halacha needs some clarification. We know, as we saw in the braisa, that any type of ishtamshus with a tree is usher on Shabbos. A person can't go up, he can't go down, and he can't even sit on the tree on Shabbos. Staying on the tree just by sitting stationary on the tree is also part of the iser of ishtamshus be'ilon, because of the gezeira that we're worried it would lead someone to go be toilish, a dover from the tree on Shabbos. If this is the case, we need to understand how Chazal said that if a person climbs a tree b'mezin on Shabbos, he must stay there the whole Shabbos. L'chaira, if Chazal was making a knas, and for a person for being the over the iser of being mishtamish b'ilam b'Shabbos, how is it logical that the knas that Chazal gives him is gufa, to stay on the tree for a longer duration throughout Shabbos? L'chaira, the objective of Chazal to give the knas is because Chazal doesn't want a person to be mishtamish with the ilan on Shabbos. That's what they're trying to prevent. They're trying to make sure the person learns his lesson, that he will never be mishtamish with the ilan on Shabbos again. If that's the case, how could Chazal say that you climbed on a tree on Shabbos? You must stay there the whole Shabbos. By staying there the whole Shabbos, the person's going to be over the Isser so much more. Every minute he stays on the tree, he'll be over the Isser more and more. What kind of a knas is that? would make much more sense if Chazal would say, you climbed up a tree on Shabbos, get down right away, not to be over the Isser anymore, and give the person a different knas. But how is it logical that Chazal would give a knas to a person because he's being over the Isra Vishtamshis Ba'ilan, and the knas gufa is to stay on the tree longer and to be over that Isra for a longer period of time? The knas was meant to prevent a person from being an over an Isra. How does it make sense that the knas itself tells the person that he should be over the Isra for a longer period of time? This needs some clarification. So if you look in the Rush in the fifth parak of Shabbos, and also mashma like that in Rabbeinu Yonason over here on our sugya, it's mashma that the gezeira of Ishtamshes Be'ilon was a two-step gezeira. There were two separate steps how Chazal made this gezeira. The main gezeira of Ein Ishtamshes Be'ilon, it's like the Mishnah in Be'ya says, is that in Olam Be'ilon, a person cannot climb a tree, meaning a person cannot go up and down a tree on Shabbos. And the reason is that by climbing, going up and down a tree on Shabbos, it's going to lead for a person to go pick pears. If you look, the Beis Yosef brings down, in Siman Tav Kuf Yudalad, from the Kolbay, that when a person climbs a tree on Shabbos, it's psik resha. It's almost for sure that it's going to lead him to pick a pre. If you look at the Karban Asanel and Shabbos, he also writes, Karev Levadai, that when a person who climbs a tree, he's going to go pick a fruit from the tree on Shabbos. And that was the main gezeira Chazal said why a person, Avishtamshas Be'ilon, is that a person cannot climb a tree on Shabbos. And he can go up and down. And then it seems like there was a second part of this gezeira, that because Chazal was so worried about a person climbing a tree on Shabbos, they said, don't even put things on a tree, don't even lean on a tree, don't take things off a tree, don't sit on a tree. All these things was a secondary iser, it seems from these Rishayim, of Ein Ishtamshes Be'ilon. So there's the main iser, which is the climbing the tree, and there's a secondary iser, which came from the main iser, which is not to use the tree in any manner, even if you're not climbing the tree. If this is the case, we can understand the halacha, that if a person climbed a tree, bemezid, the halacha is lo yared, he cannot go down, and if he climbs a bishagi, he could go down. The reason why if a person climbs a tree but mazed he cannot go down is not because it was a knas. The Chazal said that you did something wrong, so you get a special knas that you have to stay up the whole Shabbos. No, the ikar the din is that because you climbed the tree on Shabbos, and in order for you to get down, you're going to have to climb down the tree, and that climbing down the tree is a much greater iser than just staying on the tree. So mi'ikar the din is that a person must stay on the tree on Shabbos, because we do not let you climb down, because climbing down is a much greater iser than staying stationary on the tree. So we would rather you stay stationary on the tree the whole Shabbos, which is much less likely to bring to the iser of Talisha, than to actually go down. And if you look in Rashi, Rashi's very mashma that this is shot in the Gemara. Rashi says, "Im ala be'ilon aser leirid to chol derech yiridasai who mishtamish b'mechubur." If he goes up the iser, he cannot go down because going down, he's being mishtamish b'mechubur. So one could ask on Rashi, what do you mean going down? He's being mishtamish b'mechubur. Even when he stays up, the Brisa says also a person cannot stay on a tree. So why is it better for him to stay on a tree than to go down? The answer is like we're saying that to go up and down a tree is a greater iser than to just stay on the tree. So we do not let you go down the tree and be over the greater iser, which is more probable that you will lead to an iser of tlisha on Shabbos. And the reason why B'shaygeg mutaleirid, if this is the case, that a reason why a person must stay on the tree the whole Shabbos, if he goes up b'mezid, is because going down is a greater iser. Why is the halacha that b'shaygeg mutaleirid? Why could he go down b'shaygeg? He also shouldn't be able to go down. By going down, he's being over a greater iser. So the answer l'chayr is because if you only went up a shaygeg, and because it's difficult for a person to stay on a tree the whole entire Shabbos, Chazal will makel. Chazal said that will be makel. You don't have to keep the ikar the din to stay on the tree the whole Shabbos, but they made a kula and they said that a person may go down a tree if he only went up a shaygeg and be over the Isser of Yerida Se'ilon on Shabbos, because his intention wasn't a bad intention. He only went up a shaygeg. And Be'emes, the first like that in the Aruch HaShulchan writes that the reason why a person who goes up a shaygeg could go down, his lashon is, the b'shaygeg yereid, but Adam Shakosha alav leishev al'ilon kol haShabbos. The reason why a person who goes up a shaygeg may go down, even though me'ikad adin he should not be able to go down, because going down is a bigger isser than just staying up, because it's difficult for a person to stay on a tree a whole Shabbos. So b'shaygeg we are mekel, and we let the person go down, even though it's aser, even though it's really an isser drabanan. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chaser brings down Meshem Rishleim Zalman that if a person went up a tree on Shabbos and he went on b'mezid and he's able to jump down from the tree without climbing down the tree, so Rishleim Zalman paskind that even though the halacha is that b'mezid Osir Leirid, if a person goes up and tree b'mezid, he's not allowed to go down the tree. But if he's Efshar Likpait, if he's able to jump off the tree without climbing down the tree, then he may jump off the tree on Shabbos. So if you learn the way we're saying, that the reason why a person cannot go down the tree is because by going down he's being over a bigger iser. It's very geshmak, it's very good. Why Rishleim Zalman saying that if you could jump from a tree, you should jump? Because there's no iser involved in jumping from a tree. You're not actually climbing down the tree. So in that scenario, if you have a choice either to stay on the tree or to jump, a person, on the contrary, should have to jump, because to stay on the tree, he's being over an iser every second. And he doesn't have to go down the tree, doesn't have to climb down the tree. So there's no iser involved in him going down. So he would have to jump. However, if you would learn, like we first thought in the beginning, that the reason why a person who goes up a tree b'mezid cannot go down is because it's a knas, that he did something usr. So Chazal said, he did something usr, you must stay on a tree a whole Shabbos. Even if he's able to jump, he shouldn't be able to jump. If it's a knas, the Chazal said, you are ever iser, you must stay the whole Shabbos. What's the logic that if he could jump, he should be able to jump? If it's a knas, it's a knas. El Lamayr of Shlomo Zalman also understood that the reason why a person who climbs a tree on Shabbos, b'mezid, l'yayred, he doesn't go down, is not because it's a knas. Only because it's me'ikr the din, that he can't go down the tree, because going down the tree he'll be being over a bigger iser by climbing down the tree. However, it seems that the Rashba did not learn this mahalach in the Gemara. The Rashba says that the reason why a person who goes up a tree b'shaygeg, he's yoreid, he's allowed to go down the tree. Rashba says, and his lashon is b'shayeg yoreid mishum de ba'amidas hasham nami ka'avad isura. The reason why a person who climbs a tree b'shayeg has to go down is because by not going down and by staying on the tree, he's being over an isur every second. So it's clear that the Rashba understood that in halacha, me'ikar the din, it would be worse for a person to stay on a tree and to be over an iser every second than to go down. It seems that the Rashba did not make this chilek. The Rashba held that a person climbing a tree, going up a tree, or going down a tree, or staying on the tree, they're all one same iser. There's no different dargis in the iserim. There's no one larger iser and one smaller iser. And staying on a tree is the same usher as climbing up the tree or climbing down the tree. So therefore the Rashba says the reason why a person who went up a tree b'shegeg has to go down is because he's not allowed to stay up. How could he stay up? If he's going to stay up, he's going to be over an iser every single second. Therefore he must go down the tree right away to prevent being over more iserim every minute. So according to the Rashba, we're back to our question. How did the Rashba understand that the Gemara says that a person who's amazed, he must stay on the tree the whole entire Shabbos? If the Rashba learns that staying on the tree is just as usher as climbing down a tree, why did Chazal say that a person who went on a tree, climbed up a tree, but made it on Shabbos, must stay on a tree all Shabbos? It sounds like from the Rashba that it was a knas, that because a person climbed a tree on Shabbos, Chazal gave him a special knas and said that he must stay on the tree the whole entire Shabbos. L'chaira, this knas seems counterproductive for what Chazal wanted to achieve. Chazal was trying to achieve that a person should not be mishtamish to the ilon. A person should not use an ilon not to sit, not to go up, not to go down. And Chazal is telling a person that the reason that if a person climbed the tree be'isr and is mishtamish be'ilon, he should stay on that tree the whole Shabbos and be over the iser many, many times more. What kind of a knas is that for a person? The Chazal will give a person to be over the iser of Ishtamshus Pe'ilon when the whole reason for the knas was to prevent the person from being over the iser of Ishtamshus Pe'ilon. Perhaps we could answer the Rashba with a different Rashba. The Rashba says in Be'yadav Tezvavam Abeis, the Gemara over there is discussing the mitzvah to make Erev Tavshilin. And the Gemara says that when Shabbos falls out next to Yontiv, a person has to make Erev Tavshilin. And the Gemara over there says that the reason is, Rava gives a reason, and Rava says that the reason why Chazal said a person should make Erev Tavshilin is because they should yivra mana yafel l'Shabbos u'mana yafel l'yamtiv, that a person should set aside a special portion for Shabbos and a special portion for Yontiv, and by setting aside the Erev Tavshilin, he's making sure that he has a special portion set aside for Shabbos and for Yontiv. The Gemara further says that if a person loses his Erev Tavshilin or it gets eaten up before Shabbos, the halacha is he cannot cook anymore for Shabbos. He's not allowed to cook. He lost his heter to cook for Shabbos. And the Rashba asks on the Gemara that it would seem that this halacha, that if a person loses his Erev, he cannot cook for Shabbos, is counterproductive for the whole Gezerah. Rava said that the reason why a person should make Erev Tavshilin Gufa is so that he should have a special portion set aside for Shabbos and for Yontiv. And now we're saying that if a person loses his Erev Tavshilin, he should not cook for Shabbos, and by doing so, he'll be minimizing his covered Shabbos. So why would Chazal say that a person who loses his Erev cannot cook for Shabbos? It seems counterproductive for the whole Takana why Chazal made Erev Tavshilin. And the Rashba answers, his lashon is the gam ze takana l'Shabbos. This is also considered a takana l'Shabbos. The Eloi af hu misrashel be'eriv ve'yishkach suda Shabbos milivrela mana yafe u'mutav shlo yisadein Shabbos achas kedesh yisadein Shabbos isharbe. The Rashba explains that Chazal said, yes, it is better not to have proper covered Shabbos this time. Because if you're not going to have proper covered Shabbos this time, you're going to make sure that you're going to have your Erev on Erev Shabbos, and you won't lose your Erev, and you won't eat your Erev for the future. And in the future, you'll have a proper Suda, a proper Mana set aside for covered Shabbos. And yes, it's better to compromise on this one time covered Shabbos for the sake of the future Shabbosos, that you'll make sure that you'll have your Erev ready before Shabbos and it won't get lost. So we see from the Rashba that at times Chazal Will Gufa make a gezeira which seems counterproductive for its objective, what Chazal is trying to do, like by Erev, they were trying to create more Kavod Shabbos, and they will create a temporary gezeira which seems to minimize the Kavod Shabbos, if the purpose is, and for the objective, for the sake of making sure that in the future Kavod Shabbos will be more respected. So too we could say that perhaps that's Peshat in the Rashba over here, how he learns the Gemara, that even if a person goes and is over the Isser of Ishtamshis B'ilon, and he climbs the tree B'mezid on Shabbos. So the Rashba says that such a person should stay on the tree, he claims the Gemara, that such a person should stay on the tree the whole Shabbos, although it would seem that by staying on the tree the whole Shabbos, he is being over the Isser much more, because he's staying on the tree a much longer time, and it would seem much better for the person to go off the tree right away, not to be over the Isser of Ishtamshis B'ilon any longer. Perhaps Chazal understood that if we make a person stay on a tree a whole Shabbos, true, this Shabbos, he's going to be over the Isser of Ishtamshis B'ilon for a longer period of time. And for this Shabbos, it will taka be more probable that the person will be over on the Isra of Tlisha B'Shabbos. But if Chazal understood that if we'll make a person stay on a tree the whole Shabbos, for the future Shabbos, a person will make sure that he will not be Eila B'Ilon B'Shabbos B'Mezid, and that will prevent further Isurim of Ishtamshis B'Ilon. And that's why, according to the Rashba, if a person is Eila B'Ilon B'Shabbos B'Mezid, he would stay up because it's a knas. And yes, the knas is to be over the Isra for a longer period of time. But b'shaygeg, he would have to go down. Because b'shaygeg, he wasn't over the Isra b'mezid, there's no knas. And if there's no knas, on the contrary, you have no right to stay up any longer than you have to. Every second that you're staying up the tree is a new Isra, and a person must go down right away. So just to review, it seems that it's machlokes rishonim of what the iser of oila b'ilam b'shabbos layered is. If a person's oila b'ilam b'shabbos b'mezid layered is, according to Rashi it seems, and according to Rashi and the Rush, it seems that that is me'ikar the din, that because it's a greater iser for a person to go up a tree, to climb up a tree, and to climb down a tree on Shabbos, therefore we say that a person who goes up the mezid cannot go down the tree, because by going down the tree you're being over a larger iser, because climbing up and down is more shchiach for tlisha, more shchiach talita tlisha, than by just staying stationary. And the Rashba seems to learn, no, the reason why a person who climbs a tree b'mezid cannot go down is not because it's a greater iser to climb up and down, but because it was a special knas that Chazal said that a person who climbs b'mezid and a person who's over the iser of Ishtamshis b'ilon b'Shabbos must stay on the tree the whole entire Shabbos. It was a knas. Perhaps with this machlokes we can understand the Eglital is medayik, a machlokes between the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah's lashon is b'shogeg yered. If a person goes on a tree, b'shogeg yered. And the Eglital is medayik that the mashmos of the Torah is the chayiv leyred. He must go down. He doesn't have an option to stay up. However, in the Shulchan Aruch, the lashon is that b'shogeg mutter leirid. If a person goes on a tree, climbs a tree b'shogeg mutter leirid, he's allowed to go down. The mashmaus of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's optional. If he wants to go down, he can go down. But if he wants to stay up, he can stay up. So perhaps you could say that the machlokes, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, if a person who goes on a tree b'Shabbos b'shogeg, a person who climbs a tree b'shogeg, is he mechuyev to go down, or may he go down? He has a right to go down. Perhaps the machlokes is totally in the Rashi and the Rashba as we spoke out. According to Rashi, who learns that there is a larger iser on climbing up and down a tree than to stay on a tree, and the reason why a person who goes up b'mezid cannot go down is because there's a larger iser to climb down a tree than to stay on a tree. And it would make sense to say that as someone who is b'shegeg, someone who climbed the tree b'shegeg, is mutilated. He's allowed to go down, but he doesn't have to go down. On the contrary, if he doesn't go down, then he won't be being over the greater isra of climbing down a tree. On the contrary, staying on the tree is less of an isra than climbing down the tree. And that would seem like the Shulchan Aruch Shita, mutilated. He may go down, but he doesn't have to use the heter and the right he has to go down. On the contrary, by staying up, he is keeping to the halacha in the more strict manner, and he's not relying on the heter of b'shegig mutalerit. On the other hand, according to the Rashba held that no, there's no greater iser or lesser iser of climbing a tree or staying on a tree. They're both the same. Staying on a tree is an iser of ishtamshes be'ilon, just like climbing up and down a tree. So therefore, if a person, and the only reason why a person who goes up and mazed has to stay up is only because of a knas, a special knas the Chazal made. So the reasoning would be that if a person who goes up is shaygeg, who is not subject to the knas of Chazal, then not only may he go down the tree, he must go down the tree, because there's no reason why he should be allowed to stay on the tree. Staying on the tree every second is being over an iser every second unnecessarily. There's no knas on such a person. Such a person went up a shaygig. There's no knas. So it seemed the Rashba would hold that a person who goes up a shaygig not only is a mutalei raid, but he's chayiv lairid. He should have to go down immediately to prevent himself being over an iser every second by staying up.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.